This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and of course, Josh is back now on Friday. Josh, you mentioned one of the first things you mentioned is the outrageous thing they're going to raise the price of insulin by four times. Like, what the hell is the logic behind that kind of bullshit? What's going on?
Well, there is no logic behind it other than the fact that the administration doesn't care if people live or die. They just want to continue to line the pockets of Big Pharma and get their kickbacks and everything else. And again, it's both parties, by the way. It's Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I don't think there's any good party in.
No,
even with Trump, to be honest with you, the people are manipulating him. Trump's a high-level skyscraper mason. He's done a lot of good things. If I get through to him, maybe I can get the man saved. But, you know, he keeps on pushing vaccines even 6 weeks ago with his wife and daughter. And to be honest with you, if Trump comes back, you know, Biden is low energy and weak and kind of fragile. Trump, if he comes back and he isn't kind of reformed as to what he's doing, will be worse than Biden, believe it or not.
Well, here's what's happening with the other thing. The other part of this is that, you know, the market on the insulin is 90% owned by three companies. That's it. Three companies own 90% of the insulin market. They are Sanofi, Eli Lilly, and Novo Nordisk. And those three companies are the monopoly. And so what Trump did was he lowered the prices from, you know, on all insulin, and there's no generic for insulin because it's biological rather than chemical. And so when you lower the prices, it obviously upset the apple cart in Washington, and Republicans and Democrats and, of course, Big Pharma and everybody else, they just went absolutely crazy. They ran attack ads against Trump, $506 million in dark money spending on ads and everything else that were against Trump in the election. And I have no doubt that Big Pharma were part of the people that funded the steal the 2020 election.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah.
But how about a little comic relief? Jeffrey Toobin, you know, the mad masturbator from CNN, was back on CNN today. I guess they're trying to pull some ratings. Long story short, he said that he's in therapy, and he said that he's now volunteering at a food bank. Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly wouldn't want his disgusting hands on any food that's being served. And perhaps maybe he should be donating his time to a sperm bank rather than a food bank.
Oh, yeah, some kind of bank.
Here's
what I predict this summer.
Bank.
Yeah. This prediction this summer is that Biden knows from the increasing number of states that are going for the audits, I expect Biden and the globalists to do false flags. The top three or four I'm going to say is, number one, food shortages, hacks into our power grid and our financial systems to block them so your credit cards won't work or communication on your phone. And the third is the release of these new biological weaponized super strains are rising because people have been turned to bioreactors in places where the number of cases were dropping, like in Taiwan. As soon as they started vaccinating 2 months ago, the new cases took off like a rocket because the vaccines do not protect you. They turn people into bioreactors and new strains. So we now have a strain from that's derived from the UK and from Brazil, the same strain genetically, and one from now India that's ivermectin resistant and much more lethal. So thank you. All the idiots have pushed this, including, by the way, Trump, who will listen to Azar and the other morons. What happened is I wanted to get Trump off that, but when I talked to my guy Bo today, he said, I'm going to have to prep you up with a Hollywood person. You don't need to prep me. Just give me the goddamn phone, and I'll talk to Trump face-to-face myself or Trump Jr. I don't need to be prepped, and I'm a simple enough person. I can explain the technology to a guy. If he's that intelligent with an IQ around 160, Trump will get it, but he needs to get off the friggin' vaccine horse now before, if he does return, say, in the fall, it'll be a nightmare when people are getting sick. And no matter the amount of media can hide the fact, all over the world, they now have Reinhard Fulmich, the German attorney. He's almost 4,300 attorneys now suing the hell out of all of the corporations all over the world. This is going to blow up in Trump's face if he doesn't smarten up and stop this BS. Everything else he did was fantastic. The vaccines are a major blunder, okay?
Well, Eric Greitens, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, he's running for the U.S. Senate in Missouri, and he said today on the War Room, he said, if they don't have the votes, they don't have their victory. In other words, if they find out that the votes aren't there in Arizona, then Arizona must decertify their election. And I believe that if Arizona decertifies the election, then the next thing you know what's going to happen is Georgia and Pennsylvania and some of these other states aren't going to necessarily decertify their elections right away, but they will do an Arizona-style audit. And when they find out that they also don't have it, you know, think about it this way. They said Russia, 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 right? Russia and Trump's a plant, the Russia investigation. Meanwhile, we found out years later what? That it was actually them and that there was no ties to Russia. Then they did the Ukraine thing, right? We found out that that was all garbage. That was all bullshit. Then after that, what happened? The January 6th thing. Well, now there's video out that literally shows seven Antifa members dressed in pure black, clad in black army, not army gear, but military gear, walking into the Capitol. Yet there's four hours of tape that they refused to release. So guess what? We're going to find out the truth on that. And this whole facade about the president is going to come crashing down, and I'm going to be there to make sure that it happens. I will fight every single day. So anyone that says that we can't overturn this election because it's, quote-unquote, the first time in history this ever happened, well, there's a first for everything, and we're going to do everything in our powers to overturn and remove this illegal squatter from the White House.
Well, when you have declared martial law, which means President Trump is still the president, and you don't have a re-inauguration where he doesn't have access to the either Air Force One or the nuclear codes for the nuclear weapons, Biden is a play actor with green, he had called him the green screen president. He's not a real president. He's a green screener trying to shove through executive order and manipulation, like stacking the court and everything. This is a bunch of criminals trying to get away with bullshit. It's like somebody coming into your house and stealing all your jewelry and you're in your bedroom, but they forget you have a friggin' bunch of a Glock and a hammer and all kinds of other things in your bedroom. And all of a sudden, you wait till they're ready to exit the door, and then they got their back turned to you as they're heading on the way out, and you shoot the hell out of them before they bleed all over your front doorsteps. These are not going to get away with this crap, okay? And I can tell you, if they try to force vaccinate the troops this summer, July 1st, which was a few weeks ago, and the medical profession, which are resisting it now, the amount of resistance they're going to get is going to get violent. You're going to start showing the public.
No question about it. Look,
you're going to see the public turn on the politicians, and we're going to arrest the son of a bitches. We're not going to put up with any more politicking or Supreme Court not doing their goddamn job. This is
170
over.
Houston medical personnel at a hospital in Houston have basically said we're not going to get vaccinated, and so therefore they've been fired. Well, now there's a class action lawsuit that those 170 are suing this hospital, and in particular that'll go to the Supreme Court. So this is what we need. And honestly, it's not just that. There are multiple lawsuits around the country that I know of, at least probably 50 to 60 of them, that are suing on due process and, you know, violation of their rights being forced vaccinated.
And look at little children. They're trying to vaccinate down to 6 months.
The Supreme Court is going to have to jump in. And when they jump in, they're going to rule the right way, I believe. I don't believe they're going to say, no, I'm sorry, but it's not your body and it's not your choice, and therefore you have to be vaccinated. I don't think they're going to do that. And if they do, then there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, I guarantee you, if they do not do their job properly, they'll be arrested too. If the public thinks that we're going to put up with this.
If they don't do their job right, there's going to be blood in the streets, because there's going to be many, many people out there that are going to refuse to have a forced vaccination. So if they're going to refuse that, how do you think they're going to
insist the vaccine protection from these new super strains that are arriving, which, by the way, we have a proof from Richard Fleming and others, there's no benefit whatsoever. In fact, you have an increased risk of dying if you have the vaccines. We see it in Taiwan, who was having a drop in death rate until 2 months ago when they started vaccinating in Taiwan. The same thing all over the world. Look at what happened with the AstraZeneca in India. Now, yep. India was going down, 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 and all of a sudden, as they started vaccinating, went up right to the ceiling, and now they're ivermectin-resistant strains out there. They're taking off like a rocket. We call the coronavirus 21, I call it India rather than, you know, Alpha. These idiots try to use the letters because they don't want to be racist. It doesn't matter. You want to tell people where the hell's arising because it's a particular formula that's very toxic, which outlined in 20 countries, the AstraZeneca formula, that was so mutant that it actually created people to become bioreactors. And they damn well knew that. They knew these freaking bastards, Fauci already, lying through his teeth and looking at us like, you know, shaking his head. He needs to be in prison or already executed. This needs to be over, okay?
Fauci is a mass murderer.
Mass murder, man. The guy's been saying it for years, and so has Gates. They need to have conjoint cells on their way to their hanging or their public execution. How's that?
I'd love to see it happen.
Yeah, it's. I have my patience is reaching its end with this crap, and I'm going to tell you, Trumpy, when I get my paws on talking to you, you're going to get a come to Jesus talk about vaccines, and I want to make you a hero again. Wait, you gotta listen.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
They go to apartment because they come out in little pieces, arms and legs and heads cut off. How's that? All right, so here's what we got next. I think that we're going to have, the odds are going to go crazy. We're still trying to see with our contacts to get through to Trumpy. He's virtually impossible to get through to. Like when John W., when you were there in 1961 getting through to President John F. Kennedy, which, by the way, they're now pushing for more audits, but what really happened there? And again, it was the Russian president at that time, who's a bastard, working with the mafia, by the way, and the LBJ. They all worked together to conspire for the assassination of John F. Kennedy, didn't they? But the Russian guy was the chief principal behind it, wasn't he?
Well, Nikita Khrushchev was very vindictive.
Right, but he worked with the mafia. The mafia and him worked together on this.
The CIA.
And CIA, of course.
Actually, yeah. It was the KGB that was brought up from Mexico City, the largest Soviet embassy on the in the Western Hemisphere. And they even staged it beforehand, before going to Dallas. And it was done in a very sophisticated manner.
And George Bush Sr. was there in Dealey Plaza, totally coordinating the CIA part of this whole process to kill John F. Kennedy. They were there, basically he was down there, and they were all killed. I got the actual autopsy. He was not killed from the book depository. I have the actual autopsy of the fragments of his brain and everything because I'm a pathologist too, and a forensic pathologist, and I can tell you he was killed by at least three shooters at three different angles, all at shoulder height. They were at shoulder height with the vehicle. There was nothing from the book depository.
About that. That's absolutely right.
Right.
But regarding George W. Bush Sr., he was also involved with the failure of Bay of Pigs landing.
Of course he was. They let it leak out to make sure that the comets were ready, so that our thing failed on purpose, wasn't it?
Well, it was a little bit more complicated than that.
But then, I know you got more details, but that's how bad it is. It means they didn't want us to succeed in getting rid of Fidel Castro, and the poor people in Cuba were under subjugation. A lot of them committed suicide or starved to death and so on under Fidel. And, of course, the Russians had their whole facility planted there. That's why they managed to get away with this crap of putting in the missile silos aimed at all our major cities back there in 1960.
Yeah,
you know,
people are not aware that Che Guevara, that nice popular guy in Hollywood, they made a movie of him on a bike. He was Fidel Castro's henchman, and he followed in the Nazi-style execution. He would have them dig a big ditch or big trough, then they would all stand up on the edge, and then they would all be shot and fall.
Well, didn't Che Guevara also set up so communist-style things like in Argentina and other countries, too? Che was down there as well?
Well, after Cuba, then he went down to Chile.
Right, he was in Chile. He set up the communist regime there, didn't he?
Allende, and he was also...
That's why our current pope is actually from the same state, from Chile.
Well, he's from Argentina.
I mean, Argentina, same thing there. The same people were involved in these Southern American republics that were being taken over by the Nazis, weren't they?
A good share of them were. And, of course, there was also the Russian or the Soviet influence.
Well, they worked together. I mean, these are, you know, people don't realize these guys are, you know, they're strange bedfellows, but they work together on these things.
They do in many instances. That's true.
So where are we going, guys? Because I have a feeling this summer we're going to see false flags, food prices going skyward, hacks in our power grid and hacks in our financial system. And now the G7 are talking about these things called the electronic wallet. They want to make sure that everybody in the Western world, and today I heard from Simon, our caller, from Florida, that Pakistan, if you don't take the vaccine, they're going to take your cell phone away. Is that right, Simon?
That's correct. They're going to electronically disable your SIM card.
What about other things around other countries? Because I hear this in G7. They're trying to force us all to be vaccinated by the end of December 22, which is going to be catastrophic. You'll see people's health go down the toilet. And they don't have my first line defense or rescue kit. So the average person is going to die of a heart attack, stroke, neurodegenerative changes, or autoimmune problems, or cancer. And that's what their objective is, to kill most of us and the survivors to become sterile cyborgs. And then when they damage the VMAT2 region, the God gene region, they want to basically make us radio beacons. That's why I've talked about this with the show the other day with Dr. Truat. And your body, you can pick up a radiation detector and pick up the people after they've been shot, will start creating 5G signals. So when a 5G tower locks on, it can detect you from another person 6 feet away and send a directed energy beam directly to you with information to affect your DNA or your behavior. And people say, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, you're a freaking idiot, and you're going to die stupid, Lemming. Do you like that, Lemming?
Yes. Well, that's what they are.
Yeah, they're lemmings. Okay. I don't have any patience for it anymore. And by the way, what I have to understand is that although these guys said they want to control my corporation, that said that when you talked to them some weeks ago and they went up and had dinner with you, nobody's going to control my corporation except me, period.
That's right.
And if I replicate in other places, it's not going to be open where they can go in and shut it down from, say, they got cockroaches in the plant or they want to come in because they have a state control. It's going to be a place where they can't get their paws on our bioreactors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're dealing with, by the way, is the end time. And what they're going to do is try to keep us off balance. It'll be one catastrophe after another. It'll be a series of false flags like 9/11 so that they can actually keep people off balance. Food prices are going haywire, banking collapse, inflation, electronic wallet, forced vaccines from new super strains that won't give you any protection at all. BS forms. Apparently Israel is coming up with an oral immunization technology, which you know will be freaking useless. And they probably don't have any way of blood testing to prove that they actually had any benefit at all. If any vaccine works, it has to work with a Sigma-1 protein to block all versions of the virus. So if you have a different mutant version in the future, you can completely be protected with our EDGECAP, but you can't with any other so-called vaccine. This is not a vaccine. It's an EDGECAP immunization microRNA information transfer of information to your body. It has no, doesn't change the host DNA or do any toxic heavy metals or other crap. And I'm sure this is going to break the back of the big pharma and the big vaccine people, as well as revolutionize the world. And the Christians will be the first ones that actually listen to the program. We'll get it first. So even if 99% of the population of the world collapses, we'll be the ones still standing at the end of it that have received the EDGECAP. Anybody else who hasn't received it when these super strains go through, they're going to be dead. And I don't want to wish it on them, but if you don't repent, you're going to die. And we got to get Trump back on track because so far these guys are almost making the deal that you can't talk to Trump or Trump Jr. unless you actually are willing to capitulate to these son of bitches and want to control your corporation. Ain't going to ever happen. That's not going to happen. So we'll see how they, quote, want to prepackage me. Bullshit. When I heard that today, I got really upset. And I said, you know what? Dr. Deagle is now going to warrior mode. Like a screaming Scottish warrior, a Viking warrior from Bergen, Norway, with my 7-foot singing claymore sword ready to chop them in half. Not going to put up with that crap.
Dr. Deagle, if you recall, and I'm sure you will, I did actually suggest that doing a debate prep of your presentation might be a good use of your time. You said you'd do that with Mr. Spring. They just come back to you with the same advice, but they want you to do it with like a Hollywood star, which doesn't seem very effective. I would entirely agree.
No, no, this is all crap. I'm not interested. If they come back with all this presentation stuff, I just want to talk to Don Jr. or Trump himself. If they won't let me through, then they're just trying to manipulate so they get control of my patent, just like Marconi and, Graham over the telephone.
Is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News. This is Brad Burns. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and President Joe Biden heaped praise on each other as the two leaders sought to relaunch the UK-US relationship at a time of rising tensions over the fallout from Brexit. Johnson hailed Biden and his team as a breath of fresh air.
We covered a huge range of subjects, and it's wonderful to listen to the Biden administration and to Joe Biden.
the outgoing chief of Israel's Mossad intelligence service, has offered the closest acknowledgement yet. His country was behind recent attacks targeting Iran's nuclear program and a military scientist. The comments by Yossi Cohen offered an extraordinary debriefing by the head of the typically secretive agency in what appears to be the final days of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rule. This is USA Radio News. As a glimmer of hope emerges, while the United States enters the summer with some of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in months, the country could pass 600,000 deaths as early as this weekend. A new report says the Trump administration forced Apple for Congress members' metadata. Wendy King has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to find out more after a New York Times report revealed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two members of that committee, as well as aides and family members, one of which was a minor. The Department of Justice was trying to find the leaks during the Russia investigation. Adam Schiff is calling for an inspector general to investigate. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the news about the politicization of the Trump administration Justice Department is harrowing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm going to go first with your predictions for what you think the summer will happen, Simon, first, and then John W. Spring. And then your calls, by the way, everybody out there. 877-317-6432, because I have a series of predictions of what I think is going to happen. And the separation of sheep and goats is going to start this summer. Go ahead. Simon, go ahead.
Thank you.
I just want to know, 1, 2, 3... What are your predictions this summer, and then expand on them? Okay, what are they?
Sure. The first thing is they're going to try and extend the inoculations to large areas of the world that haven't currently been affected by this evil scheme. The COVAX program.
Which Who the hell are they going to get stupid enough and stunned enough as military personnel to do this, especially when you start killing their ass? Military personnel that are usually my buddies show up on my house to force vaccinate and pin me down, I'm going to kill them. They're going to die hard. They're going to die in a really vicious way. Go ahead, next.
I understand. America is going to be the last place that will be forced to fight.
No, given the nation that will be surprising. First off, the people of various nations like Switzerland, do you know it's a law? In Switzerland, every male has to have advanced weapons and even incendiary bombs. And they have to have special training. So there's a number of countries where people are still weaponized to the eyeball, including Canada, that haven't taken their guns and tried to. They got this weak, anemic, communist prime minister, but it doesn't mean a damn thing. On the Native reserves and in rural Canada, they're just as tough as the nastiest Texan. And if they think they're going to be able to force vaccinate people that don't want to in rural Canada or in Native reserves, they're dead men. And after a while, when they realize they start to run out of people stunned enough to go to the Native reserves in rural Canada or rural United States, and then to try to make cities, initially they'll win, but guess what will stop them? The gangs. Do you know in Los Angeles, how many gangs do you think are in L.A.? In L.A., just the city of L.A. 20,000.
1,200.
20,000.
Gang members.
No, gangs. I've done gang members. I'm talking about millions of gang members. 20,000 gangs. And if these gangs get the word that they're doing something that's damaging the health of their co-gang members, the gang members are going to go haywire. And these do not have restraint. There's no frontal lobe activity to tell them to stop doing what they're doing. If they think they're going to survive, and again, remember, the most armed to the teeth people in the country isn't just their military, it's these gangs. They get all kinds of advanced weapons. And they will use the damn things. And let me tell you, if the government's going to be in a state of shock, and what we'll do next is we will march to the capitals of every building, including Washington, D.C. We'll arrest all our politicians that are pushing this crap, whether it's in Michigan or Washington, D.C. They will not survive it. They'll be before military tribunals within a matter of days, and many of them won't even make it to a long-term prison sentence. They'll be executed, okay? This is Nuremberg trial stuff. That's why we see Reinhard Vomitsch pushing this now with almost 4,300 attorneys worldwide. This is blowing up in the face of the globalists, and they're panicking now. That's why they want to shove this stuff through really quickly. It's too friggin' late. They've already lost the game, and the so-called Sen Tzu philosophy they're using is going to blow up in their face.
Well, Dr. Igor, I hope you'll respect that on occasions we don't agree on absolutely everything. I personally think that they only use food as a weapon, and when people are starving, there's plenty of examples in the last 100 years. When it's possible to manipulate.
Oh, they're going to get a percentage of the population, but how many people do you think are independent and able to grow a garden even in your window? How many people are going to be able to get, you know, even from weeds and things out in the forest and so on and gather food from just nature? You got to understand here, they would like to be able to do one of these things. These are wet dreams of the satanic elite. And yes, they may kill off half the American population, but they won't get enough of us. And as things get really haywire, they're going to die. They're going to die trying this crap, and when it ends, they're all going to be executed. Look at how many Democrats have taken the vaccine. 19 out of 20 Democrats have taken the vaccine, only one of two Republicans. The Democrats themselves in the next year and a half are all going to start dying like flies because they don't know about the program. They don't listen to conservative radio to hear about things to rescue them. Just by their own actions, they're going to kill themselves. Look at Joe Biden. He took the shot. The man already is pre-demented. You can tell he doesn't keep his mind straight. If they don't give him a menu, he has no idea what he's doing. And look at this cackling witch, Kamala Harris. Her husband is a foreign banker worker who was from China for years. She's laughing her head off with her husband's making tons of deals with the communist Chinese. At the same time, she's acting as a vice president, taking over more and more duties. This game is going to be over real soon, and it's going to get ugly. And yes, there's a lot of people going to die because people are lemmings. They listen to this bullshit. They watch the news, and they believe it. But you know those days are over really soon because even in places like Germany where they were trying to push this thing, they had to pull back when they realized they're starting to cause heart failure in young men under 30 that are taking the vaccine. They realized this is going to blow back in their face and they can't get away with it anymore. And no amount of media can hide all this stuff. No amount of media can hide this, which is why CNN and MSNBC have lost all their audiences. If you try to do commercials on these networks, you're not going to make a damn cent because no one is stunned enough to watch that has any money, MSNBC and CNN. They're over. They're done. So my feeling is, yes, there are going to be a lot of dead bodies, but eventually we're going to win. It may be very ugly, but we are going to win.
So and food, started this summer. Food is the big issue now because Britain went through this. We had the Dig for Victory program where every family was told you have to turn your garden into a vegetable growing center. And they still found that they needed to import masses of food from the United States, which, thank heavens, due to the Lend-Lease program, was, you know, willing to give them very old ships and lots of food and wood and the other supplies that they needed. The problem is, it's who's going to send that to America? The rest of the world is starving.
No, I'll give you an example. Where I live in Vista, California's a garden, okay? We supply, during most of the winter months, we supply 90% of the food, including vegetables and so on, to the rest of the country and around the world. Just California alone can generate enough food. Where I live, actually, in Vista, I'm literally beside Pendleton, but also some of the largest farm areas in the United States are right beside my home. I have a greenhouse, a garden, and I have fruit and nut trees in season year-round. I can just walk to my front yard and pull off all the fruit I want any day of the week, any time of the year. Okay? I've had it up for years.
But Beagle, if that went to, like, Lebanon, and they said, right, you've got running water 2 hours a day, then it would be very hard to irrigate those kind of gardens. Most people don't have...
I already anticipated that. I already had a GPS analysis of my land, and I can put the well down in a matter of a few weeks. That'll actually go down to what's called primary water, and there's nothing they can do, and there'll be no way they can put a regulator on my water. If they do, I'll kill them. They're not going to put a regulator on my water. That ain't going to happen, legally or otherwise. I will stop them, okay? And there's lots of other people like me that won't put up with this, you know, like Deborah Tavares and many other people like her in Northern California. We're not going to. If they have enough regulators that they don't mind sparing, they're going to die doing this crap to us. And I think people understand we've reached the limit of how much crap we're going to take from the globalists. We've reached the limit. An angry, righteous, God-saved person is a lot more dangerous than a devil. Do you know that? God himself is the creator. He's also the destroyer. The devil perverts things, but the destroyer of the evil ones and the world that's coming is God himself. The guy that's the righteous God that created the world is the one that's going to destroy the world of these devils. Not another Satanist, but the creator himself is also, like we are, the destroyer. We're the destroyers of this world of evil, and we're going to destroy it. Go ahead, John.
Well, I have a different perspective than either of you. I believe that your EDUCAP is, with your own funding, basically, is going to be able to save a few million people. But because these other people who are trying to make deals and have you meet with a Hollywood celebrity to meet with the president, because they're not willing to come through. The vast majority of the American people will be dead within 2 years, and the Chinese will come in, and just like the deal forecast predicts, there will be only 99 million people left, and most of those will either be cyborgs or permanently disabled.
Well, that means there won't be any bride for God to marry. I think that's not going to happen. I'll tell you why when we come back here. We'll continue. The first thing, here's my prediction. First off, if I get one bioreactor...
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. So here's my predictions for the summer, okay, gentlemen? My prediction is, number one, the Chinese will have Chi-Com sitting in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Prince Rupert. They have in Mexico. They're delusional. These are bringing 8-to-1 female soldiers willing to come across the border. We'll chew them up and spit out the bones so fast they won't know we hit them. Number two, they have United Nations vehicles already pre-parked, and they moved them 100 miles further inland, so that the tsunami that would occur with the methane hydrates after they hit the Macondo drill site wouldn't cause the tsunami to destroy their nice little United Nations vehicles, which they bought and pre-parked in places so when they bring in Chi-Com, United Nations or other troops, they could take over cities. Number two, I expect food shortages, but that'll actually make people grow gardens and start getting into bartering and so on locally, and it'll actually make people adapt pretty quickly. People will adapt. They'll even learn how to forage from the forest what plants and things are there and what animals they can eat or so they don't have all their meat taken away. And the big companies like BTS that sells out to the Grand Reset with the Klaus Schwab in Brazil and thinks they're going to start selling us vegetable protein equivalents to beef patties and everything. These people are nuts. They must think we're a bunch of children. We're just going to be pushed around like that. So my prediction is this summer is they're going to push it too far too fast. And we're going to get really enraged, the general public, who usually are pretty friggin' passive and won't respond at all. Just like my wife this morning. I've been talking about this for years. She came and grabbed me, and she said, I saw this and this and this, and I'm thinking, you're becoming just like me, dear. People are waking up. And that wake up is scaring the crap out of people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because they know damn well that's why they know the audits are going to result in a great way to go Toronto. It's my prediction that Trump's going to come back, but we have to talk to the man, because if he comes back with his current attitude toward vaccines and blaming China when China simply took all the parts that we gave them, and they did declare biological war and they started a vaccine program like 1917, but we gave everything, all the goddamn components to the Chinese. If we're going to blame them, we should blame our military, our USAMRIID people, our people like Harvard University and Dr. Lieber, Dr. Barrick, North Carolina, the bat virus lab in Brisbane, Australia. We have all the papers and proof. So Trump, when you're saying you want $10 trillion, what about our own government who built every one of the goddamn components of this virus? And then they have these remonstrating shows like Tucker Carlson. Oh, we're going to find the cause. Tucker wouldn't interview me. I have the actual papers proving it over a year and a half ago from Dr. Francis Boyle. These son of a bitch and media companies are just part of controlled opposition. And they try to act like really angry now because they can't stop the momentum of the truth coming out. And especially now in places like Britain, where they discover it's causing cardiomyopathy in children, say, under 30 or under 18. It's just the freaking vaccines causing cardiomyopathy, people. They plan on sterilizing it because once you're vaccinated, your sperm don't swim, buddies. Bye-bye. No more daddies, okay? Get a life here. Game's over.
Satanists were ready to cook your freaking bones. And if you want to see real angry, it's an angry believer in the Most High God is much more destructive than a freaking vicious devil. I'm a lot more angry than the devil could ever get. And let me tell you, I'm going to get him, and I'm going to get all his minions here on earth. And let me tell you, they're going to the place called the Abomination of Desolation. They're going to the eternal pit of annihilation. That's where they belong. Your comments, go ahead. Well, I think people are going to wait. This is a wake-up summer. This is a summer to wake up. And when they start pulling off this crap, the people we don't think are going to wake up are going to wake up in masses all over the world.
Yes. My most immediate concern, Dr. Deagle, and I think you share this, is our military and law enforcement agents.
They're not going to submit to it. I already know it from my military. I have them right here with my friends. I have military that literally parked within, you know, actually, my next-door neighbor is black, and he's military. He came over with his black military garb on, okay? Next-door neighbor. And these guys are buds. They're my friends. They're not going to submit to this crap. They're not. And if you think they are, you're going to die pushing this freaking needle into their shoulder. Not going to happen. So unless they want to run out of personnel that are stunned enough to follow orders and do this kind of crap, and they will run out of people very quick, there's only a minor, tiny percentage of military or police that are stunned enough to try to force vaccinate the public when already the amount of this data is showing up that their vaccines are not safe and they don't even protect you. They're going to run out of white brown shirts when they do their bullshit. Real soon. So my prediction is, it's game over time this summer, and I'm going to get my hands on the cuffs, shoulder cuffs of Mr. Donald J. Trump, and he's going to get to come to Jesus, Dr. Deagle. I don't need a Hollywood person to prep me. Maybe we need to prep Trump up to deal with Deagle. Better prep him up, because he's going to get a what for. Not going to be pleasant, but it's going to save the man's career, his life, and his soul. All right.
That's the second thing I'm concerned about, Dr. Deagle, is due to COVID Alpha or COVID 21. I think we must expect they're going to try another lockdown. It's going to kill destroy our.
I can tell you right now, from living in California, even with the Democrats here, many of them are now pushing against. I have neighbors across the street are New Agers, and they're for Trump now and for stopping lockdowns. They're not, no matter how many people are dropping dead, no one in the Western world is going to tolerate another lockdown. Not going to happen. All right? So, and the idea of face diapers protecting is stunned, okay? What's going to happen is they can dream all they want. It's over. And when you hear Joe Biden can't even keep his jokes straight when he's over the G7 meeting, this guy, he says he forgot he was even president. He was making jokes about that. Yeah, you're an actor. I call a green screen president. He's a phony. Okay? He knows he didn't win the presidency. He knows he can't get the launch codes. He knows he can't even go and fly in Air Force One. He's full of crap. So what we're dealing with right now is a made-for-TV movie by media and the big tech and the deep state trying to fool us into thinking we got Joe Biden as the president. He's not the president. The president is Donald J. Trump, but he has to be in hiding because they're cleaning out the deep state, like Jazara Gazara, and all these things going on. But guess what? The culmination is going to be all these states coming up with all these audits. And when the public push back and the doctors say, no, you're not going to stick that freaking needle in my shoulder. I can tell you, my own doctors that I know here in California, there's no way at gunpoint you're going to do that. It's not going to happen. All right? Not. In fact, when they push it to that point, that's when people finally are going to flip. You want to see people flip that are normal people? You're going to see normal people you don't think go haywire, and these people are going to go haywire. I asked my own doctor, gave me my 3 PRP injections of my knee. If they try to force him, he said, we'll kill them all. He told me that. These are doctors. They will kill the people trying to force vaccinate them because they know the vaccines are dangerous. They know they don't give them any benefit. They know they violate the EUA.
They are giving them a benefit. They're giving them $40 a patient benefit, and most of them are happy to
take it. No, they don't mind doing that to do it to someone else, but when you try to do it to them, it's a whole different game, ball of wax. That's why these 170 doctors down in Houston, they may have been doing it to other people, but you do it to me and my wife and my kids, you're going to die. And if you don't think they're going to flip, you're just delusional, because their self-servingness will be over, because no more $40 thing is now you're going to ruin my health and make me sterile and cause me to have a heart attack or stroke or cancer, I'm going to kill you. And let me tell you, some of the people with the least restraint to kill are doctors. I can tell you, having been a doctor, if you have an MD or a DO behind your name, you are 11 times more likely to be a serial killer or a murderer, and we do not mind taking someone's life very quickly and sneakily in the medical establishment. It happens very swiftly and sneakily, and doctors have very little restraint if they feel they're justified. So you do not want to cross somebody with an MD. MD stands for Megadeth. Do you know that? Or DO. Dead on arrival, DO. If you think you can screw with doctors and when they really put them in physical danger, we doctors are actually some of the most dangerous people, and it's more dangerous than the military, and we use sneaky technology to kill you. So don't think that doctors were willing to get $40 for injecting other people. You try to force them, ain't going to happen. And I believe this summer is going to be the summer of waking up.
Well, the American Medical Association didn't resist their members taking the flu vaccine every single year for the last 10 years, and that's reduced their life expectancy to one of the lowest groups of people in America.
Yeah, but this is different. The virus data just for the last 6 months is more than the last 10 years all over the entire world. So they know this vaccine doesn't follow the EUA guidelines or Nuremberg statutes and so on. They know this vaccine will shorten their lives or kill them or ruin their health. And they're not going to submit to it. And the doctors actually want to know more than anybody. No matter what bullshit or media people or Hollywood stars come on and say, get your vaccine. They can stuff the vaccine where the monkey stuck the peanut, as they used to say. But that's up your rectum. Ain't going to happen. A lot of dead health professionals, if they try to force vaccinate us, they're going to die on our doorstep. Not going to happen. And they'll run into people really quick, because they'll be so scared and shitless that they won't do it anymore. Not going to happen.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.